Yeah, I wanna drive the Zamboni. Yeah, I wanna drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do.
And we're back. It's the first Goon Blog podcast in over a year. That's 12 months for anybody that's keeping score. And in the meantime, there's been a wedding, a couple of deaths, an ass rape or two. There's been some personal issues. There's been a guy jumping the ship and moving back to Canada.
And that's just last week.
And that's 1 week.
Yeah, let's go.
And tonight, for the first time, you know him, you love him from the blog. Killer is here with us tonight.
Hey, how's it going, eh?
Nice try. We're coming to you live from the hinterlands of West Acton, Massachusetts.
Goon Blog HQ.
Goon Blog HQ. The all new
Goon Blog HQ.
All improved.
Killer's like our travel correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just got back from Germany. Boy, that place sucks.
Picking up your sarcasm.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Don't ever go there if you have to. Unless it's, if you get sent down to the minors and that contract expires and all you can do is play for some team over there.
Over Germany. What are the names of the teams over there? Like, do you guys know?
The Schleissenbergs.
The Schutzstaffel.
Yeah. The All Whiteys. You got the Panzer Division, Rommels.
The Hamburg Himmlers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I think actually...
We could do this all night.
I think one of Goonblog... I think one of our Goonblog favorites is over there. I think Gordy Dwyer is in Germany this year.
Oh, really?
I think. Either that or Sweden.
Well, if anybody knows where Gordy Dwyer is, especially if you're Gordy Dwyer, send us an email.
Gordy, if I'm you, if you're in Germany, just go to Sweden. Just leave and go there, because you'll have a much better time. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a lot better than the Helgas that are 6'4", 260.
Gordy will stick out in Germany, too. He's a redhead, big, tall guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's...
They'll have him on a train in no time.
Woo! So, gentlemen, what do you think of the Bruins so far?
The Bruins, what now?
The team that plays over at the Gadden? Mm.
The UCLA Bruins?
You remember those guys?
Oh, those guys. I thought they played in Providence.
They played on Causeway Street, those guys.
They 8-3 win 2 nights ago, 2-1 loss last night. Obviously, it's the United States, so I haven't seen either game, but I don't know. On paper, I'm really optimistic. I really am.
Do you believe their new marketing campaign? We want it as bad as you do?
No. I don't.
No.
Because
nobody does.
Nobody wants it more than I do.
Okay.
And I couldn't help watch the Celtics win it all and standing there in the fucking Boston Garden.
Yep.
With the fucking confetti coming down, and I'm saying, God, I wish that was the Bruins. You know, and it could be, and it just it.
And you know what the funny thing is? It's not that difficult to do. You get some brain trust that has a plan and a vision, and you got to take a few chances. You got to gamble, but the gamble's got to pay off. And unfortunately, to date, the lucky sperm clubs who are running this shop, they're just not making some sound decisions. I will say, however, that the best decision they made last year that's shown some proof has been in the hiring of Cam Neely.
Yeah,
I thought originally that was a good move. He's been great all year. I think he's got some solid vision. I think he's bringing back some of the bigger guys to the team to help him out. Because, let's face it, at the end of the day, they got pushed around all over the ice last year.
They did.
And that's what killed them. So they got some bigger boys to bang in the corners and help the rest of the squad out.
They did. I agree with that. Tim Thomas played last season, played so much better than he did the season before. And he must need back surgery. I mean, he carried them so much farther than I thought they ever would make it. And now with Manny coming back between the pipes and you got Timmy ready to back him up as a good backup, he's a quality backup. From goal out, I think they did I think Julian did a great job limiting Chara's minutes because he played way too much under Dave Lewis.
Yeah.
He limited minutes. I still think he's the most overrated player in the NHL. But he looked a lot better this past season. Andrew Roberts is getting better every game. Weidman scares the shit out of me. Ferentz, you know, he's not a bad hockey player. They got a lot of good...
Mr. Green?
Yeah. Isn't Ferentz the guy that, like, bikes to the garden and stuff
Yes, he is. He's also the most eligible bachelor in Boston.
Really?
Not if he doesn't have a car, he isn't.
Kind of tough to wheel a chick to the, Capitol Grill on the back of a Huffy.
Maybe he's got a basket.
Exactly.
Maybe he's got some Huffy cards in the spokes.
Right on the pegs, we're going down Newbury.
Whoa, hey!
The Bruins.
Speaking of Boston. Those of you who have been with the site for a while may remember one of our most formerly frequent commenters, TKO. TKO is actually back on the bandwagon. He's decided to come out of exile. He's here with us tonight.
Go Celtics.
In this wonderful kitchen.
Hey,
hold
guys.
On, let's just be honest. He just got out of the big house.
Yeah. He's been in the stir.
He's been down Concord.
There was a few soap on the rope excursions, but exactly. You know, for the most part, he survived.
Well, in TKO's defense, I tried to get him off onto the bandwagon last year, and he's like,
"Fucking
oh.
team kept losing."
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, "You got it. All right, that's it. You're fucking done watching."
Back off the bandwagon.
Yeah, exactly. So
I wasn't allowed at all. They didn't let me watch games last year. I didn't watch them at all. I watched, you know, every once in a while, I saw like an internet score, but I'm not allowed to watch Bruins games until the start of next season. So I'm looking forward to seeing some hockey.
Well, you were at Columbus with us.
Yeah.
We went to the Columbus game.
Yeah, yeah.
And that chick in the Nash shirt, remember how hot she was?
Yeah. Move it.
Move it.
Move it up the
Move
ice.
It. Move it.
Speaking of Columbus, is Anson Carter still playing for those guys?
No.
Remember what a bust he was?
I know he's not playing in Germany.
Remember fucking Carter and...
Sorry, it just took me a couple seconds to pick up on that one.
That was really good. That was really good. I lost my train of thought.
It's okay, it happens.
Columbus.
Might have been that giant dirty martini that you had in your hand.
Carter. Oh, remember Carter and Allison?
Yeah.
With Boston.
Dynamic duo.
Yeah.
When they were bringing us back.
I think Allison's slower than me.
I think Allison literally is on a beach right now with a fucking volleyball stuck up his ass.
No, that's Anson Carter's afro.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hello.
I keep getting those two.
Wilson!
Wilson! Remember when we used to talk about goons?
Yeah.
What do you guys think? The big goon move, the big goon trade, in my book, is Laroque joining the Habs, the Habitants. What do you guys think of that? What's going to happen up there? What are those crazy French bastards going to do?
I think they'll love it, kind of like when they embraced Knuckles. Knuckles Nyland.
Don't ever call him Knuckles, by the way.
To his face?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw him on a boat going over to Nantucket like
50,
four summers ago.
Like yeah. That
and he really looks like he's this miserable prick.
Yeah. Don't ever call, J-Bone, right?
Yeah.
Or my boss and yours. He met him at a...
Hold on, by the way, J-Bone has a serious drinking problem that makes us look like fucking saints.
Yeah! Anyways, so he met him at a Sox game one night and was like, "Hey, Knuckles!" And tried to, like, give him the... You can't see that. Tried to give him the Knuckles and the guy's
good
like...
Good visual, Chris.
Exactly. Guy's all... it's Chris, man. I mean, it's fucking Knuckles Nyland. Who doesn't call Knuckles Nyland Knuckles Nyland?
I don't know.
Assholes. Anyways, so Laroque in Montreal, I think he's from PQ to begin with. He's from Montreal. I think it makes the rivalry a lot more interesting.
I like it too, but what's that coach's name up there? That little sidewinding sapsucker. The fuck's his name?
Bob Gainey?
No, it's a little guy.
Guy Carbonneau?
Yeah, Guy Carbonneau.
Guy Carbonneau.
He plays a different style of hockey.
Yeah.
And he likes to play physical, but when it really comes down to, okay, boys, it's time to, you know, drop him and have at it,
well,
he pulls the reins back and goes, just goad him into a penalty, but we don't want to be the ones getting penalized.
Also.
So I think if Laroque does that, like, the first couple weeks of the season, he's going to be in his doghouse and look at Ryder last year.
True.
You got pancake by Guy Carbonneau.
True. However, you know there's the NHL rule book, and then there's the NHL rule book when you're in Montreal.
True.
The penalty that Jeremy Reach took in game whatever the fuck last year.
That was game two.
Phantom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, there's that whole set of rules anyway, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it makes, I think.
Well, I mean, selfishly from our perspective, I mean, how many times are we going to see, what do they play?
Six.
I thought they played more than that.
No, they changed the schedule.
Yeah.
So it's not the eight fucking times, mean, just but either way.
Just the idea that we're going to see big Jaja La Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Pulling so, over the Habitant sweater.
I'm a Bruins season ticket holder now, and I made sure that I have every Canadiens game.
Well.
So.
Can I get in on some of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I might be coming down. I live about an hour away from...
plan your travels down here during
the
session?
I will. Yeah. You know, I live an hour away from Scotiabank Place now.
Awesome. Yes.
And the only thing harder than getting Senators tickets when you live outside of Ottawa is, I don't know, Chinese arithmetic. Okay? You might as well live in Toronto.
We need one of those cricket sounds.
Not my best word.
Winnipeg. Winnipeg.
Winnipeg. I don't dance, folks. This is it.
Let's try it over
here.
Hey,
since we're all here together, why don't we have a beer?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Makes sense.
All right.
So
I'll be standing over here.
I did want to touch on, speaking of the Islanders, we were talking to the Islanders earlier. Brandon Sugden is in camp with the Isle.
Just love that name, right? Does it tell you, I am going to absolutely whoop your ass?
Yeah.
Ahead,
you know
call
his
me Brandon.
Is?
Go ahead, call me.
Sugar.
Sugar.
Sugar, yeah.
Sugar Shane Mosley?
Sugar, yeah.
Sugar Ray Leonard?
So this guy, Brandon Sugden, you might remember he had a booze problem.
Hey, don't we all?
I know, but
line.
He admitted it.
Oh, shit. Asshole.
You know what's harder than
what
admitting?
What a weak prick.
You know what's harder than admitting you have a problem?
What's that?
Chinese arithmetic.
Crickets.
Chinese arithmetic. And a one and a two.
I'm using that joke until it works. So, Sugden is in camp with the Isle. He got suspended from the East Coast Hockey League for life because he threw a stick into the stands. Hit some fan in the fucking
head.
You don't do that. Never. So, and then he was in the American League. He was with Syracuse for a long time. And he was never going to shot with Columbus with their NHL club because they had Jody Shelley and a bunch of other guys. And so he said, I fucking quit. I retire. So he retired, and he went up to the Goon League up in Quebec, the Chiefs they have up there. It's the NAHL now.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? It's all Goons.
Yeah.
All they do is fight.
God bless them.
Exactly. So he decided he got a call from the Islanders, and they said, hey, we want to have you in camp. And he accepted their invitation, duh. But since he had retired, air quotes, since he had retired, all 30 teams had to vote to let him back in the league. Four of them said no.
Meh.
So they wouldn't let him back in the league, and what he's doing it for is his father is terminally ill with cancer. And his lifelong dream, obviously, is to see his boy playing in the NHL. So they re-voted, and whoever those four fuckers were, I guarantee you one of them was fucking Boston. I guarantee that. Said, let him in.
Yeah.
So it was very, let him play. So he's in Islanders camp. I don't know how far he's going to go.
How old is he?
He hasn't. He's not that old. I'd say he's 30.
30?
Yeah, he's not that old at all. I mean,
spoken like a 30-plus-year-old.
Yeah, he was.
He's a spring chicken.
Asshole. So
let's put a star on him. Let's follow him this year. Let's wish him the best. And all we can say is drop him, show him what you're made of, and who knows? Maybe you'll... have more than a cup of coffee up in the big show, kid.
Make it dad proud, kid. Make
Give
dad
him some
proud.
Sugar.
Godspeed.
Yeah.
You know what's harder than making a Brandon Sugden joke?
What?
Chinese arithmetic.
Woo!
Woo!
We are rolling tonight.
We're rolling into this
yes,
shit.
Sir.
Where's Emma Well, by the way?
I don't know. I think she's in your room. I don't know what she's doing in there.
Avoiding it.
I can
men
hear
drinking.
Her.
Frankly, it's none of my business.
I believe
I hear suitcases packing.
I can hear her rolling her eyes. Listen. Yep.
TKO, have you played NHL 09 yet?
I, sir, am not a video gamer.
You're not a gamer?
I am not, but reading Mr. Excitement's Jam, I actually might watch.
You might watch the game.
I might watch
recently
people play.
On Goonblog, we had a guest post from a gentleman known as Mr. Excitement, yes. Which has gotten a ton of traffic. I mean, thousands and thousands of hits we've gotten for people that are reading this review of NHL 09. Of course, I'm talking about the Electronic Arts franchise that recently sent out its latest edition. And I'd love to talk about it, but I haven't played it. You haven't played it. You haven't played it. You haven't played it. So what the hell are we going to do?
Well, I hear it's
apparently
fun.
Apparently it's very good.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I like the fact that even as someone who can't skate, I know the rules of hockey, and you idiots who are playing NHL 09 and can't stay on sides, come on, it's video games. Circle back.
Circle back around.
Yeah.
Thank
Get
you.
On sides. Watch the ref's arm.
Change the camera angle.
It goes up when you're off. It goes down when you're onside.
I like
For you, that's only like three steps awesome. Back over the blue line.
Well, every once in a while, I get lost at the red line.
Right.
I get lost.
You don't
I don't know what the hell.
You don't get past the red line.
I get very nervous when I get close to the red line.
Killer's neutral zone trap.
That's
yes.
defense.
You should see me. Speaking of that, we had our first game on, our second game this past Monday night.
How'd it go? Any fights?
No fights in this league. You drop the gloves, you get thrown out. And
you feel
I actually like leaving the house on Monday nights, Tuesday nights, well, Wednesday nights. Actually, any night that ends in Y, but... The million-dollar baby's at home, and the whiff got to move on. So we had a big loss because we only had six guys show up. I guess work and home life's more important to them than the other six
Can
guys.
Can we look forward to an increase in the frequency of your postings?
Unfortunately, the last couple months have been quite trying for myself from a fitting in work in between my golf rounds. It's been very busy, but I did, however, get my first hole-in-one this year.
No shit!
Nice.
Yep, first ever. It was unbelievable, and I highly recommend never mixing champagne with Grey Goose. Quite possibly the worst hangover I've ever had in my life.
What was the occasion?
Just I made
the
hole-in-one.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
He figured out Chinese arithmetic. That was a Chinese arithmetic joke.
Yeah,
that was.
We finally got one that
Champagne
worked.
And Grey Goose.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm sure you guys have better things to do than listen to us, so thank you for tuning in, and we're going to try and increase the frequency of these podcasts and even do them remotely from our respective homes in Acton, Concord, friggin' Ottawa, and wherever the hell else we tend to roam.
Moose Jaw.
And thanks, and we look forward to another great season.
Very good.
Take it easy.
Enjoy the season.